What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 176 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So this week I put up a meme that I made talking about s'mores because it's summertime. And basically the meme said, life is short. Eat a s'more. Unless it interferes with your goals. Then don't eat a fucking s'more. And I got a lot of laughs and got a lot of shares. And of course, yes, it was meant to be funny, but as they say, a lot of truth is said in jest, and there's a lot of truth to that. So I wanted to kind of explain why I put that up and what I meant, and what I'm saying is the reason I thought of that is it was a nice summer day, and after dinner, the kids were asking for s'mores, which they do just about every day, and so I said, sure, and I started making them for them, and I'm planning to have one myself. And I thought about how many times I'll see online somewhere, somebody will post, life is short, have that glass of wine, or have that ice cream, or something like that. And yeah, that's a great attitude. Definitely enjoy life, and enjoy those little things. But oftentimes, the people that are putting these things up are putting them up about things that are completely contradictory to what they are trying to accomplish in their life and in their goals. So in that case, I don't think you can justify it by saying, it's a nice summer day, I'm going to have a s'more, right? Because this is often the attitude that gets people into trouble in the first place, and it's just going to kind of continue justifying these behaviors that dig these holes that they're in. So let me give you an example. Imagine I have a friend who's completely broke, always struggling and always stressed about money, right? Struggling to pay rent, struggling to pay bills, stressed out all the time, can't go out when everybody goes out because he's just constantly worried about money. And imagine if that guy put up a post and said, hey, life is short, fuck it, go shopping, right? No, dude, you can't go shopping. Life is short. Get a second job. Start cutting back on some expenses. Find a way to downsize. Pay off some debt. And get your ass out of debt and get your finances under control so you can actually enjoy yourself, right? That's what that guy has to do. Not say, fuck it, go shopping, spend $300 and feel better for 10 minutes and then be even worse off towards his life goals of being financially secure. So we see that, I mean, that's a ridiculous analogy, but we see it all the time with, people who are really, really unhappy with the way they look and feel about their body. Typically, it's too much body fat, not enough muscle mass, not looking good, not feeling good about the way they look. This person might spend 2 hours getting dressed to go out for dinner because they can't find anything they look good in. This is the person that stays home when all their friends go to the lake house because they don't want to put a bathing suit on in front of other people. If that person is justifying, oh, it's a beautiful night, had a couple glasses of wine, oh, it's a nice summer day, had some s'mores, that doesn't work, okay? When you're at a point where you're comfortable with your body and the way it looks, you can afford to have a s'more, you can afford to have a treat. But when primary to your life's happiness is getting healthier and leaning out, you can't have a high-calorie, sugary snack and justify it for any reason. That's not to say never, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, take a look at what you might be justifying, and how that is negatively contributing to what you are trying to accomplish. Because we all do it, and I've done it. I'd say for me, the time I would do it most is with finances, right? Where I would sit down and work on a budget and look at things and say, all right, I got to start cutting back on this and cutting back on that. And, you know, my goal is to save X amount by this day for something that's very important. And this might be, you know, for me, it might be literally something like putting aside the money to open another gym location or, you know, something that's really, really important towards my overall life's mission and goals. Very important stuff. And then, you know, a week later, I might justify buying something very expensive that I don't need, but I just want it. And I can say, ah, life is short, you know, go on that trip or, you know, buy that thing. get that more expensive car, or, you know, do whatever. But that's going to make me feel good in the short term, but it's really taking me away from my long-term goals. So I see this all the time, and I just want to call attention to it, because oftentimes we can fool ourselves. And, you know, you might hear someone else say those things, and again, it can be appropriate. But imagine the alcoholic who's in recovery and doing great, and then says, hey, you know, life is short, it's a beautiful summer day, fuck it, let's have a beer, right? I mean, that's obviously not the way to do it. And that's going to ultimately cause him to relapse and really negatively impact his life, just going for that short-term gratification rather than delaying gratification. So, you know, think about how those little small things that you want to indulge in, you know, oftentimes people who are, you know, struggling with their weight, body fat, eating properly will say, oh, I don't want to, life's too short, I can't be bothered counting calories. Life's too short, I can't be bothered, you know, cutting out refined carbohydrates and alcohol. Well, you know, if you're really, really, really unhappy with your body and the way it looks, then you don't have a choice. You have to be aware of your calories. You have to be aware of what you take in. You have to be aware of refined carbohydrates. You have to cut back on alcohol and cut out crap. This is how it works. You know, you can't get around that just because your short-term pleasure desires overtake your long-term goals for the moment. That's going to happen, okay? But you need to be disciplined enough to override that and say, you know what, is this going to take me away from where I'm trying to go? And is the, you know, 10 minutes of pleasure really worth it? So that's it, guys. Just take a look at what you're doing. You know, what are your really important goals, and where are some areas that you might be doing that? You know, are you justifying blowing off, you know, your early morning cardio workouts because you want to sleep in because you stayed up too late watching TV, you know? Are you justifying blowing off the gym because it's cold out and you don't want to go outside? Are you justifying blowing off the gym because you didn't sleep well and you're a little bit achy? But because we know that once you get there and you start going, you're going to feel fine, okay? So there's lots of ways we do it. I would encourage you to just take a look at where you're doing it and cut the shit. Have a good day, you guys.